Alaska Waste Chief Operations Officer Jeff Riley says the company's biodiesel project was born from a long-standing problem.
We were having challenges operationally with the storage of used cooking oil. Many of the customers would simply just freeze it and then place that into the dumpster. And then, as you know, as it thaws, it becomes liquid again.
Alaska Waste decided to combine that messy collection situation with a major operating cost.
We also had a fleet that burned 5,000 gallons of diesel fuel each week. It really put us in a unique opportunity where we could actually commit to this type of a project where we collect today 4,000 gallons a week of used cooking oil. We would expect to burn another 5,000 each week in our trucks. That's what will allow for success of this.
Riley was standing in front of Alaska Waste's 250,000-gallon capacity commercial biodiesel plant. It had been undergoing test runs for a week now. Because the company collects only used cooking oil from local restaurants and food servers, the ratio will be pretty close to a match. 1 gallon of oil will make a little less than a gallon of biodiesel. How much biodiesel will be mixed with regular diesel fuel will likely vary according to the season. That aspect of the project will also undergo vehicle testing during the upcoming year. Riley says the plant was specially designed for Alaska by Pacific Biodiesel Technologies of Salem, Oregon. First, it was built to be outside and function during Anchorage's seasonal temperature changes. Second, it's smaller to reflect the Alaska Waste regional customer base. Nationally, the smallest commercial plant of this type is 1 million gallons. This is one-fourth that size. The capital cost was about $3 million. Riley says no government money was used in the project, nor will public money be used in its operation.
The success of many of the programs in Alaska to this point as it relates to recycling have really been based on some sort of a subsidy. And we've really focused our efforts over the last few years at making sure that the programs we focused on were truly sustainable here in Alaska.
Riley says Alaska Waste would eventually like to partner with a local fuel distributor to offer biodiesel to Anchorage residents at the pump. But that would happen only after the company determines its own usage patterns and needs. Alaska Waste has about 240 customers producing used cooking oils in various amounts. Displayed nearby the speaker's podium at the official commissioning of the plant was an oil collector. With a 200-gallon capacity, it's the largest the clients can use and stands about 8 feet tall. Rice pointed to a wheeled container attached to the lower part of the unit.
The caddy allows them to roll this up to the fryer. So there's no more handling, there's no more buckets, there's no more spilling of hot grease. They dump the valve on it. It contains it. They transport it back to this unit, and the pump system will transfer the grease from the caddy into the vessel. If we can get an outside wall, we're able to actually extract the grease from outside the building without having to go into the kitchen to get that.
Riley says the apparatus will cost participating restaurants more than the old method of cooking oil disposal. However, convenience, cleanliness, and safety are incentives to join the new program. There are also broader environmental benefits. Biodiesel is cleaner. Besides the fuel cost savings, Alaska Waste expects its trucks to decrease their carbon emissions by about 20%. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.